What we trying to rock with today, my nigga?
Oh, matter to me.
Pot is back.
Pot is back. Say what up.
I don't know, Laugh. I don't know. I don't even know what vibe I'm on. I do want to hear some shit, though.
Say what up to the camera, nigga. You taking all
day. I want to hear some vibes, bro.
Word?
You could do snow, but snow,
snow put you in a different mood.
Yeah, she gonna put me, She gonna make me vibrate low.
Snow.
No, I got you. Hold on, I'm about to tell you right now.
Looking for the music for the pod, man.
Yeah. Y'all can stay online with us as we rock out.
Big
and
facts.
Try to find the music for the
pod. Fuck around and start going live once, you know.
I should start going live during the pod,
once this shit
right?
start blowing up.
It is about taking action. We should rock with
action
that.
Should be taken.
Oh, man. Wow, it's like nothing like...
You know, I can just give you Lola Brooke.
Who is Lola Brooke?
You never heard... Damn, where the hell you been?
I haven't been...
Don't play with it.
Okay, I've heard it. You don't be knowing these niggas' names no more. Yo, let's go big intro vibe. I feel like we've... This could be part of the episode. It's called What's the vibe today? What's the song? What are we listening to? Yeah. Let's see what Left comes up. Let's see. Not Snow. Let's see what Left delivers with. I was listening to James Brown today. I don't know if we need all of that. They don't want too much masculine nigga energy out here. Oh, we could do this.
All right.
All right, bet. I do be in Brooklyn a lot. Let's get on. Let's
Brooklyn nigga right now.
You know what the funny thing is? None of my next couple of shows is in Brooklyn anymore. It's your boy Almost 3K with my esteemed co-host King Level.
Fly guy's an awesome guy.
What's good, man? My G?
We just out here talking business, you know what I'm saying?
No, we was talking business. I was supposed to have another host out here, but you know how that goes sometimes.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, where she at? Yeah.
I don't know. She's not answering the phone either now.
You know? Damn, so you know how it be.
It's crazy, bro.
It's a damn shame out here in these streets, man. I don't even know. I ain't going to bash her because I don't know.
No, I ain't going to bash her. But I'm sure something
normally,
came
I'm
sure
go
something
in.
Came up. I tell you this, this is the last invite to the pod. Listen, I'm going to start saying this to individuals now. Listen, if you busy, just say you busy.
Big facts.
I think it's a lot better to do it that way. You know, the common decency, you don't got, yeah, it's just, you know what I mean? It's just how it goes. You can't take it personal. I just don't work with people like, she's calling me now.
Hold on, we ain't even smoked this episode.
Yeah. If you walk to the back, do you see a big green what's it called? Grand Cherokee. We were just slandering you on the pod actually right now.
Grand Cherokee, nigga?
Yeah. That's the Wrangler. That must be it. That's
called kids. Wrangler, nigga.
It's a Wrangler. My bad. I'm sorry.
That nigga called the whip a Grand Cherokee, my boy.
I didn't mean it. That wasn't even hate. That was literally like I smoke a lot of weed.
That nigga
and I just be knowing Navy trucks. All right. So if you walk, you'll see the door. Right. You'll see us actually sitting inside. It's cool because we just slandered you on the pod too, like aggressively. But We'll edit that out. All right, bet.
Where she at?
All right, she's walking in right now.
All right, we gonna restart this motherfucker?
No. We keep what? We riding the wave out. So she get it when she fit it.
Motherfucking wave. All right, hit the intro. Let's get this shit going.
I just did the intro.
My bad.
Princess is coming in right now. I don't know if I gotta go outside and get it. Yo, Kings, keep talking to me. Let me make sure I go find it.
This nigga going outside to get Shorty. She right there. She right there. Wrong door. Oh, shit, the door was open.
That shit never open.
You heard? Yeah, how you doing? All right.
Good. We already shooting.
Let her sit, man.
It's the embarrassment for me.
Oh, yeah. We wasn't talking bad about you.
I mean, I wasn't. I was going to go in. He stopped me. I guess, it, you know, yeah. I don't know you. So, you
it's
know.
Okay. It would have been, it's all good.
For me. So
yeah. Yeah. She was, like that. She, if she would have hit a no call, no show, she would have severed our business relationship.
I'd never book you again.
What's good? What's good, homie? Left. Left. Is he got the phones on?
He on the phone.
Yo, Left. We got one more level. The mics is on?
Hey, what's up? Hold on one second, Bliss. There you go.
Hey.
I'm not editing any of this out either, yo. Y'all get to hear the, you know what I mean, the rawness of production. This is what happens when you got nigga. You got nigga guests.
I never forgive you for that fucking commercial you did. Last podcast.
Oh, no, that's the recurring commercial.
That shit is hilarious.
The commercial I have on there, because it's so random.
Oh, the halfway.
And it sounded like worse. I was drinking Ray and Nephew when I did that commercial. I remember that.
That was back in the day.
That's what built the podcast. Shout out to Ray and Nephew.
Right there.
Thank you, man. You know, I tried. See, don't butter me up because you late, nigga.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing.
I see it. It's not gonna work.
Where was you coming from?
Wow. He the feds? You the
We just act, yo.
Why you need
we
to
on
know?
The pod, like.
Oh, king level, princess king
princess,
level.
How you doing?
Nice to meet you.
You know, my actual name is King.
So her real name is Princess.
That's crazy.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Y'all niggas is 5%ers.
Wow. I have a real uncle. My dad named me. Mm-hmm. And his brother name is King. Like, I have an uncle named King.
He probably, you know what I mean? He take lessons, we understand.
Yeah.
Real lessons. Niggas know it's mathematics, man, not philosophy.
What's today's math?
What math are we kicking today?
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're going to talk about how the divine order of things. Now, we stop playing.
Stop playing before somebody before check you for real.
Yeah. I do be saying, do we call niggas God every now and again? Now. What are we talking about today? So we don't be having topics, but we be having topics. You feel me?
Yeah.
Because I feel like the world is a topic, right? I want to talk about, personally, something that I've been looking at. So you heard this big nigga Francis actually left the UFC, right? And don't worry, it's not going to be a testosterone filled. There's a bigger point to this.
Francis left the UFC?
Yes, he did.
I think I saw...
Because you know who Dana White is, and they got to slap the shit out of his wife.
I was about to say that. I saw the video where he just...
Yeah, he put the hand on
his
wife.
He said that was his first time.
We could tell that wasn't neither
just like that
of
was Ray
first
Rice's
time.
First time, huh? No, that was not Ray Rice's first time.
He said, that was my first time ever doing this. No, this bitch is normally nicer than this.
Wow. That wasn't
I could
her
see that.
First
I could
time,
see that. Yeah,
and
yeah.
That wasn't his first
oh,
time.
Oh, yeah. She went off.
Yeah. Yeah, she hit. Yeah, she caught him with a double slap. If I'm,
no, I think it was one.
It was one.
Man, wherever it was,
that's me. That's my. That's comedic embellishment. I apologize.
It was out of anger. I think she was just drunk too, though.
Huh? Yeah, you know how women get when they drunk. Tell you, I put hands on him, right, Dana?
What I want to know is what happened.
I renounced this podcast. Like,
what happened? Nigga,
Dana is wild. Oh, you want to know? You want to know what she said to him?
Yeah.
No, you want to know?
Because she, you know, she swung first.
She
so
did
I'm
swing first.
I'm thinking like.
So Dana was in the realms of self defense. Is what you saying?
She was. He was. You look how slow he hit her back.
It's the mechanics.
Yeah, it wasn't. I don't think there was a lot of force. I don't think he was trying to hurt her.
Wow. Yeah, nah. He was just like, he got slapped.
He tried to wake her up, like, do you know where we at?
Like, bitch, you know what time it is?
I want to know who was
I don't condone this. I've never,
I want to know who was recording. Like, why did you, what was said at that moment before that she was like, I should record this?
You know what's crazy?
Nah, because
celebrities
you
always
see,
being recorded.
Well, they are always being recorded.
If somebody always
or that person, that's personal questions.
I'm just saying.
Jesus.
She might rush you in 3 years. I'm just. But back to France.
Nah, I leave. I'm one of them niggas.
Yeah, you know, nah. My, me leaving is gonna be the power that.
That's what me leave. The threat to leave is why my girls. Listen, women, I need you to understand, right? Your man does not have to buy.
I already know he about to bust a left.
Your man does not have to buy you flowers, right? He does not have to tell you he loves you, right? Right? He don't got to remember your birthday, right? As long as that nigga come home every day, he loves you.
You sound like somebody grandma from the 1800s. He always came home. That's all that mattered. Somebody grandma said that.
You know how hard it is to come home? You know how many times a nigga's pulled to his driveway and
like
be
that.
Like, I'm leaving. I'm never going. Like, fuck this shit. I'm done.
I've been there.
Yo, every time. So I'd like, he don't got nowhere to go, nowhere to stay.
That's why, I mean, you got to like your bitch, yo. What the
fuck? All your credit, all his credit cards in the house, he's like, I will find a fucking way. He's ready to leave. And you know what he do? But what else is out there? He come home, that's love. Y'all want all this extra shit. But I digress. Back to Dana White taking advantage of these UFC fighters. That's a
video. Oh, yeah. So what was the issue?
Yeah.
All right. So Dana, you Francis was set to fight John Jones, you know what I mean? John Jones do coke. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to fight that nigga either. Right? Okay. And he really good at what he do. He set to fight John Jones, right? Francis says, I'm not about to fight. Because Francis said he wanted insurance for the players. For the fight. I said players. Might as well be fucking slaves. Insurance for the fighters. He wanted an advocate for the fighters, and he thought they should be able to get independent sponsorship. Now, do you know what the UFC does? The UFC hires these fighters independent contractors, but they are only allowed to wear UFC gear in the octagon. They cannot have any independent sponsorship, but they're independent contractors.
Oh, shoot. So they're struggling. If you're not getting paid, would you think that's all you getting paid?
So what?
Like basically, you got
to
take.
So Francis, I think they offered what Francis $8 million to fight
John Jones.
John Jones, which is pittance. You know what I'm saying? Because like, what's it called? Floyd made what $100 million to fight Manny Pacquiao, son. And what he doing not as dangerous what Francis is doing. So Francis decides to step down. Do you know what this nigga Dana White does? He does what all white people do. He makes you look like you're horrible for wanting your own worth. Mm-hmm. You feel me? It's an issue in business, and you know how he's able to do it? He's able to do it with the people, because this shit is the fucking Coliseum, right?
Of course.
Let me tell you something. The average fan look at a UFC fighter and say you should be privileged you're getting paid, right?
That is true.
Yeah. Because they're like, who's going to fight? Like, they want to be really entertained, for fighting? You know,
yeah.
Like,
it's like looking down on somebody, calling them a barbarian for doing something you find entertainment in, because you would never go out there and do it because you're not strong enough or have the ability or the mental toughness to do, right?
Yeah.
So you use the mob mentality, right, to completely destroy the character of a nigga like Francis said. He's privileged and titled, and look at how much money he's getting. But this nigga's saying, son, listen, let's be real. This is why I don't like people like Dana White, is because Dana White has galvanized the lower functioning mindset of the country. And them niggas, for some reason, they are loyal as shit.
You know what I mean? Stop.
That's why I told you, for me, I'm about to become a Confederate flag wearing nigga, son. That shit's going to bankroll my career forever. Them niggas support you, son.
You gonna have support for life.
100%, son.
And you good.
Driving in that
Dukes. They loyal supporters.
Driving in that Dukes of Hazzard car. With the Confederate flag on top, son. You know what I mean? Saying all this type of shit. But like, they not gonna hear what I'm saying. They just gonna see what I got on.
Scrap.
It's mob mentality. Think about it.
No, you can. It's easy.
That shit not gonna work. Like.
What do you mean it's
not
gonna
work?
Meaning you wearing a. First of all. They hate you off rip because you black.
That's facts.
You've been talking shit for mad long.
I haven't talking shit
just because you wearing a fucking Confederate flag doesn't mean they're gonna be like, oh shit.
Yeah, it's
be not racist no more.
I've been a secret agent for mad long. I've been trying to infiltrate the black community.
You
gonna
peel off your skin, nigga?
Yeah, man,
actually,
I just got going. All I gotta do is get a shirt that says I hate my black skin, son. They gonna fuck with it. It'd be
immediately.
Like, black is a disease. If you go with a shirt that say black is a disease and say, I wish I could get rid of this skin, but I can't. Ingratiate me, brothers. They gonna ride with it.
Yo.
Nah, bro. That shit would never happen.
You wanna put money?
I'll put some bread up. Nigga, what you already know.
With the internet.
Nigga, I'll put some
shit,
bread up.
Think I'm willing to alienate these niggas. Black people don't like me now comedically. You know what I mean? They feel like I pander to whites. You think I pander to whites?
What do you mean you pick?
What said that?
Like,
I'm just making it up.
Wait,
I'm just making it up. I gotta create this. Oh. What are y'all doing? Y'all supposed to. Damn, son.
Because I was about to say, you say nigga all the whole time on your shit.
Your son.
I do say nigga.
Everybody's son and everybody nigga.
That's true. Don't matter who they are.
Yeah.
I think that's how it should be, though. I feel like those are the most acceptable pronouns.
What?
Nigga and son. If I call y'all, say what's up, son? That's not disrespectful.
Fast.
I call you the sun because you shine like one. Shout out to ATF.
Nah. If you have you been down south and went up to another dude and was like, hey, yo, what's up, son? This is not working out.
What's going to happen? He goes, them niggas be having guns. Them niggas that be guns. I don't even talk to niggas down south until they talk to me. How you doing, sir?
So who's this? Never mind. No, that's what, hey, yo, what up, son? What? Nothing.
Nah, they know.
No. They know what's going on. They listen to Jay-Z down there.
Nah, I can't, like a real hood ass Atlanta dude, talking about what ups, I just feel like.
What do they do? They say, what it do, shawty?
They not calling them nothing. Yeah, sometimes they.
I'm being ignorant.
Being obtuse.
You being ignorant. You gotta go down south.
I mean, outside.
There's love down south, man.
I know it's love down south. I just don't got no gun, and I don't like going down there without one.
What do you mean? You got a gun right when you walk down there?
Like, I don't got to have
nothing,
a residency?
Nothing. You could get a gun.
He's trying to get you.
You get a gun in Georgia anywhere.
Oh, that's what he meant. Okay.
I got to go to. All right, so if I'm going to go, because if I'm visiting Georgia, the first place.
The first thing you're doing is going to the pawn shop, get you a nine, $300.
Yeah, 100%. Good.
Immediately.
Because you got to look at it like this. When you down south, I think even Ohio got it. Ohio, Texas.
So what I do when I'm leaving?
What do you mean? What you think, nigga?
Think about the Jersey movie?
Nigga, what else did you go down there for?
How do I get it back to Jersey?
Nigga, are you dumb in your trunk?
Well, I got to drive to do that. I can't. I'm about driving to Georgia.
You better run, nigga. Whip. Take about two more guns, nigga.
Something.
Don't be like me, son. Cause it's for yeah. If I'm come on.
You try to go on a trip to go pick these guns up, cause I'm with it.
Yeah, chill. I don't know.
No. I'm talking about once we get legal permission to have one in Jersey.
Oh boy, what's wrong with you? That was bad.
I'm here.
I'm here for it. What? No, huh? I'm here.
You're not the police, are you?
No.
You look like you tell like gutter.
It's a bucket.
The bucket.
I'm gonna tell. Where's homeboy named Charleston? Oh my God,
Charleston Tell a Lot, nigga. That's what his name is.
Oh, Charleston White.
That's what his name is. Who he said?
Yeah,
said.
Oh yeah. He said. He said. Yeah, yeah. He did sound
ignorant as fuck.
He is ignorant as fuck. He would try to get niggas to try to shoot him so he could tell them. That's a bold nigga.
But he be saying some of the stuff he be saying. I'd be like, God damn.
It's true though.
He not wrong.
He's not wrong.
That's a fact, though. But exactly. Hip hop is at a strange place right now.
You got Funkmaster Flex say he's not going to boycott 6ix9ine's music anymore. I knew that was coming.
Was he doing that before?
Yeah, he was.
And why is he saying that now?
I don't know. He's the higher ups came to him and said, "Nigga, start playing 6ix9ine." You know how that goes.
6ix9ine said, 6ix9ine slide the bread. 6ix9ine still getting money.
Operating. I'm telling you, son, as soon as I make it, it's going to be these pods that'll be like, they don't call me a conspiracy theorist.
Because, well, I'm not like, is it really a conspiracy?
I'm not conspiracy. Exactly.
No, because I get it in a sense of, yo, my man's got in court. You saw the other dude? His name, not Gunner. What was his name? He just was like, yeah, to everything. Like, he definitely snitched on everything.
It's 28 of them. 28 what of y'all thought was going to happen?
Yeah. At least 9 somebody's of them going to fold. 18 over. Of them is going to be like...
Yeah. 18, be like, nigga. Yeah. 7 of them is going to stay. The judge was shocked that it was snitching so much. He was like, God damn, this nigga's telling on each other. Like,
I didn't even ask that question. Shit?
That nigga was like, I know y'all like to tell some of you guys. The judge was saying that.
I did not see that.
Oh, you feel me? Like, he like, God damn. What's up? Talking all this shit.
Sad, bro.
Cause come on, bro. Let's not act like niggas is not telling. If you, listen, you not, say you a YSL, you not a rapper, right? Mm-hmm. But you living like one. So you traveling. Mm-hmm. You in private jets.
Am I involved in illegal activity knowingly?
You are, of course. Nigga, why else you on?
That I'm not telling.
Listen, I'm not saying, let it keep going. All right, so you're not a rapper. Mm-hmm. You don't do nothing else but hang out with Thugger.
And he provides me a lifestyle.
Exactly. Now you living this lifestyle for 6 years. You been broke. You on zero. Uh-huh. Now you living it up for 6 years. Everybody get locked up. Uh-huh. You and that bitch You cold as fuck. You been in the county. It's cold.
County is cold.
You feel me? Cold as fuck.
No heat there on purpose. They got you in that orange. It's trash.
Nigga, 10 days into that shit, niggas is already like.
No, because there is a sense of loyalty and pride, but bro. That's. If you are involved in illegal activity knowingly and get caught, you did that. The nigga didn't put a gun in your head and say, yo, sell these drugs for me. Now, if he put a gun in your head and said, sell these drugs for me or I'm going to kill everybody you know, then I'm going to tell. Because, like, this was against my will.
I was in duress.
I was under duress.
I was under duress.
It's easy.
But if I'm not under duress,
niggas who's under duress still don't tell.
That's a fact.
That's the craziest part.
Some niggas would be under duress because, like, you starting to get money off of it. After a while, you're not under duress because you've been around this nigga sleep before. You could have just shot him. But he's like, nah, this nigga get me money. Maybe I was wrong.
Maybe it's batter nigga central.
You feel me?
The whole fucking snitching shit.
It's lack of accountability. Snitching comes from lack of accountability.
But also, too, he's never getting out.
Who, our Thugger?
Thugger's never seeing light again.
Yeah? That's what it's looking like?
That's what it's looking like.
Nah, but they had some illegal
seizure
search.
He be smiling and shit.
Nah, yeah, there was some search and seizures. My bad, I'm sorry. I don't mean no pig talk. All right?
Go ahead. I get what you mean.
That were illegal because there was no real warrant. Niggas was literally that dog face fanny bitch, the fucking prosecutor, or the DA, whatever the bitch's name is.
The DA.
Falsifying fucking warrants to go fucking search these
niggas. Yeah, nah. She hate them niggas, though.
She hates black men. Right? It's my her daddy was in there, I'm pretty sure.
Wow.
Right? Her husband probably let's try a white husband. Man, fuck that bitch, bro.
Wow.
All right.
Damn.
All right. Any person who go out of here to lock black men up that bad that they willing to break the law to do it, man, fuck that bitch. Is that all too much of a hill to stand on?
I renounce this podcast.
I don't know. I might be in Atlanta soon, so
you don't sell drugs, so you Gucci, bro.
You're a clean,
law-abiding citizen.
That is true.
You know what I mean? I need y'all to also understand the law does not also mean justice. Those are two mutually exclusive
justice
terms.
Justice shit.
Understand
the law is the law.
The law is the law. Changes. Not yeah. All right.
Because at one point,
in some countries, illegal for bitches to read, or they get their head cut off. Right? Is that justice?
Y'all heard? I think it was in South Carolina or Virginia, but they still never changed the law that black women have to work because it was like back a minute ago where like the black soldiers, their wives got their pension. So they was getting so much bread, they wasn't cleaning the white bitches' houses no more. They said, we're going to be women of leisure.
Back in the day.
Yes, but white women, I don't know which one this was, but you could look it
that's
up.
That's the one that.
Well, how dare you not everybody. Clean these white bitches' houses?
No, the white, they didn't have nobody to clean their houses or be their nannies.
Other than themselves?
They could not, yes, they could not find them.
You know they can't function.
Yeah, no,
you want
seriously.
Me to feed my baby with my own titty? How
what
dare
kind of
you?
Shit is this?
Yeah, that's a fact, though.
Yeah, so what, like you said,
that
the law don't
crazy.
Mean justice.
Had these bitches like, damn.
Hate black people had your baby drink a dig a titty milk.
Right. Did you see the pictures where it'd be the whole family and then one black woman at the end with no shirt on?
Just
titties out. This is family photos. Do y'all ever feel like I'm trying to live my life and then
white people are different, bro.
But I try to forgive white people every day, and every day I find out that they on some bullshit.
I don't know if
they don't have a soul.
It's because I gotta make it to heaven where I have to find my heart, find it in my heart. To forgive white people. But if
what you
I could
mean,
be
make
honest,
it to heaven.
If I could be honest with you, I would love to have white slaves. I think it would be really fire.
I renounce this
for
fuck.
At least a week. You know what I mean? Like at least a week. Like,
yeah.
Like tell a nigga to make me some Kool-Aid and it don't taste the way my mom makes, so I just beat his ass.
Damn, boy. This nigga.
You think
I'm
deep
not
about
even
this.
High, so I'm like.
That's raw.
I'm hearing everything. I'm normally high as hell on the pot.
When that would be fire.
When you said white people had asked for suntan lotion.
Oh, yeah, that was one of his
crying.
Jokes.
Oh, check the special out, man. That shit's fire. Yeah. I'm telling you guys, bro. It's really good.
Yeah, I peeped that shit going up, too.
Yeah.
And you know they pushing it to me because they know I know you. Like, it's, I get a right when I get on YouTube, I see that shit.
I recently posted the gay Halloween characters joke. And yeah, a lot of comics is fucking with that joke.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah, yo, come go check the special out, man. And I'm being real with y'all. Like, I'm really not doing that shit on stage no more. So, like, the only way to see that shit is on the special. Yeah, I was watching a comedic podcast, actually. You remember that shit where Ricky Gervais and Louis C.K. were saying nigger around Chris Rock, mm-hmm. right? And Chris Rock ain't say shit. Everybody's mm-hmm. getting mad. Well, I watched the whole thing. My God, that was a great conversation about comedy.
Is that when they were all in purple?
No, they weren't all in purple.
No, nah, they okay. was all sitting.
It was all sitting.
Some you know late night shows.
I could, shit. No disrespect, I could see me in real life not liking Ricky Gervais. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't even know.
Like, you ever just see Ricky Gervais? He just like the type of nigga I just don't think I would get along with.
He seemed very snarky.
Which one is that?
That was the one who was sitting towards the end with the beard.
Who did The Office? He's everybody the original creator for The Office.
You know
Louis C.K.,
you know Seinfeld, you know Chris Rock. The nigga you didn't know.
I don't even remember that shit no more. I remember Louis C.K.
Chris Rock.
Chris Rock sitting there mm-hmm. looking like this with a sweater.
Yeah, nah, Louis C.K. got a nigga joke that I personally tell you right now. Louis C.K. can say nigga around me and I would bat an eye.
That special one he said everything was very well thought out. I hate to say it. It was very well played.
Yeah, nah,
Louis C.K. said nigga, I was like, I'm not upset right now. Like, this joke is incredible.
It's just, I got to hear the joke. And
you never heard it?
Smooth.
You ever heard the joke? Nah. I'm not going to tell the joke because I like telling the comic jokes, but it's phenomenal.
Yeah, but it was a list of other words that he put it into. I think that was like the...
It gets hidden in there, and he knows. Somebody told me went to go see Louis C.K. after he opened up with a nigga joke. And it killed. You know how scary that could... If you open up with a nigga joke and it's not good... You're not getting that setback.
But it's not scary because his audience is mostly white,
too. He also has an audience that works.
So it's not that's like you going
think
in
think about it. He been canceled.
You can't cancel him. Yeah, yeah.
That's right. What I'm saying. Yeah, he have an audience.
I got to get that big.
He was there with... when we was over by the cellar.
Yes, he was.
And he was there. I saw the
Dave
pictures.
Was
I
there.
Said, look at Louis
there.
C.K.
Chris Rock was there. Godfrey's bitch ass was there. No, I'm playing. Godfrey by the game.
Damn, bro. You got to chill, bro. You got to chill.
I told y'all I renounced.
No, I'm chill. I'm playing.
Need it, boy. God damn, son. That is too close.
That's
you
true.
Know what I'm saying?
That's like, true. That's true. That's true. I'm going to edit
Chris
that
Rock and them niggas. I mean, even though Chris Rock live around the corner. That's not the point.
No, I'm joking. No, that was a joke. That was dead a joke.
This nigga,
because we
you gonna see this nigga soon. You might see that nigga today.
That's hilarious.
You feel me?
I was joking. Nah, Godfrey, one of them goats, man. He a joke. That was a joke. I was just going off of the last podcast he did. Where, you didn't see him bare his soul out here.
Nah.
I thought it was very, very masculine, but Godfrey, I just play around. Why I said that about Godfrey is because I'm toxic masculine. And I need to understand that certain things about the way I think are...
It gets worse.
Yeah, nah.
It gets worse.
Switch this shit.
It's not getting better.
He was bearing the soul.
I can't even finish the statement. Wait. Nah. Real. True story. All right. Certain things about the way I think need to be changed. And I'm willing to learn. You know what I mean? Black women teach me how to be better.
As far as what, though? Like what?
Kingsley, help me out.
What's good? My bad.
I was asking black women to help me be better.
What the fuck I do anything? I mean, come on. It's like, I'm not dissing black women. I'm just saying, like, why you, you know what I'm saying? Why are you even bringing black women up?
We both got black girls,
huh?
Man. Black women are amazing.
I just, yo...
So I got a black woman
what
on
was
this podcast.
Yes, what,
I got
a couple days
I got
ago.
A strawberry blonde white girl I'm about to put on this podcast too, though. We're gonna talk about books.
Yeah, we do that. I peep game with this.
Talk about something that's not just so pop culture wise, so they start to judge me and say, why you talk about this with the white girl? You gotta create controversy, right? And I've figured out how to do it. I probably have to date a white girl publicly to really, really.
That's a game.
Have
changer.
You dated a white girl?
But in high school.
Mm.
No, it hasn't happened since. I really knew.
He said it. You said that like it happened to you. Like it was an incident.
Yeah, he had a snow bunny crisis going on.
Everybody had a snow bunny crisis.
I never did.
It happened to
always love my black queens.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? My black queens always been good with me. I never had a snow bunny crisis.
But niggas have had snow. You don't got to be a crisis for you to have. You had a snow bunny encounter.
No, it could be a crisis.
Snow bunny's always like me. You know what I'm
saying? But you ain't never liked them back.
I never liked them back.
I didn't like no snow bunny.
You feel me?
Like,
and I don't even like saying the word
like
snow bunny.
Like, be with a snow bunny? Nah. Sex with a snow bunny? Nah.
Are we naming this podcast?
Not no more, because I had sex with a snow bunny. Huh? You naming this podcast, the Sex with a Snow Bunny?
Nah, we're not doing that. We're not doing that.
Yeah, my girl not going
to. That shit going to go off, though.
Fire.
Oh, it's immediately.
That shit going to go off.
Yeah, nah, I think that's what my career is missing.
A white woman? Hilarious.
White woman?
Mm-hmm.
That's hilarious.
I'm thinking like that up.
What type of white women, though?
I'm talking about.
Because you can't get the white women that they don't want.
Nah, I'm talking about strawberry blonde. You know what I mean?
That's where you get the hate.
Pale alabaster skin, you know?
Nah, that's too white.
You know what, alabaster white? I should go like Sicilian white, but that's not white
either
enough.
Either way, you're going to get that hate. But what happens is you get
I think my follower count go by like 3,000. I give me a white girl tomorrow.
You got poster
and then poster and then tell her and call her my vanilla queen.
But the hate.
Oh, that's interesting.
Now you gotta call out. Yeah.
And I'm gonna still be on my girl too, but I'm like, yo, this is for us.
It's for promotion.
This for y'all?
No, this is for. I mean, like, this is. I'm telling my girl, this is for us. Like, I wouldn't.
I only do this in public.
Yeah. In
private, so me and you, we still.
Wow, well, you would do that.
Me? Hell no. Yeah. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't have an image to keep up with.
I'm trying to see if, like,
you feel me?
That's never going to help my clout.
Like, well,
black
men?
Black men, black women with it, obviously. Black men hate to see black women with a white man. It's they hate it.
Can I be honest with you?
So it depends. She just
if it's one of my friends, I don't want to see it. True. But I don't give a fuck, man. Go out here, man.
I'm talking about black.
No, what niggas don't like is the white man be picking the right black woman.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So because it's like, look at it like this:
you're supposed to get the fat black women, like with the
and then the
messed up skin.
And I feel like. Niggas be picking these fat white chicks, and having a whole bunch of kids.
But these white dudes be going out here getting fucking queens.
The queens, you feel
not
me?
Not all.
And then they be all quiet and docile with this white man. Just be all
keep bro, like, bitch, if you don't
keep
start
the
right.
Wig on all the time. You know a bad wig will get you a white man if you don't know. Sisters, you feel me?
Nah, but I feel like I got a friend who said,
"Get your credit together, queens.
Get your credit together,
and then come back and teach the black man how to do it. That's what's supposed to be being done."
Shut the fuck up.
Nah,
at
y'all
this
was
point,
supposed
you
to
can
be
get
first.
Your credit on point.
Y'all was supposed to be first with your white queens. Come back to the black.
Nah, bro, listen.
We know how to get to it. That white queen is to elevate me. I'm not coming back.
Damn,
all right, they gonna take
I'm
everything.
Not coming.
They gonna
back.
Take everything from me.
Damn, bro.
All the black people you saying
different.
Hold on, all right. If we look at how Ye did it, right? Think about it. He was with Alexis Pfeiffer, right?
That was a minute.
He was with Alexis Pfeiffer during College Dropout, right?
Fox.
Going into late registration, right?
Yeah, he was gonna marry her too.
And then his career would have peaked, right?
It would have been over.
It would have been over, bro.
If he would have married her.
Yeah.
So he needed that snow bunny.
Nah, he had to go get a little light skin, so that's why he went with Amber Rose. You know what I mean? That was my beautiful dark twisted fantasy.
I heard he was abusing Amber Rose.
Allegedly. You know what I mean? I don't like to put nothing on nobody until we see video. True. You know what I mean?
You niggas need a video.
Hey,
I don't blame you.
We need a video. Listen. This is the type of world they will convince you that it's possible to shoot a gun without ever putting
We're
your hands on it.
We're not going there.
Right? We're not going there. I'm just saying you
don't.
So I like to see video. All right?
We got to protect these black queens.
Then, but I heard he was cheating on her with Kim because he was like, I need my career to go to the next level.
Old time.
You feel me? Boom. We get Kim. Bah. Now we have billionaire yet. He lost some money because he was talking crazy to the wrong people. We're not going to go there. But that does not happen. I'm going, white black women are going to hate me for this, and this is going to get a lot of spins because of it, and I can't wait. Right? That wouldn't have happened without him attaining a vanilla queen.
I feel like...
I'm going to give me a white girl named Bonnie.
But even I almost call her Kardashian. But even
nigga, that's what that's exactly what she is, nigga. That pussy ain't good. It's lucrative. Damn. There's a difference.
Lucrative pussy is better than
no. Lucrative pussy is way better than good pussy.
No, but honestly, I think the play was better because she's white adjacent.
She white.
No, she to white people, they didn't consider them white.
Are they? Do they have melanin in them?
Well,
they are Armenian.
Listen.
They're Armenian. Armenian people wasn't treated the best by white people like that.
You need to understand. There are two types of people on earth. There are melanated people.
No, look, I feel you. Non-melanated. Look. I feel you. But here's the thing. Even if white people have a hierarchy. Have you heard about that? No, but no. But we talking about them. We can't just say he got a vanilla queen and got on. It was actually more strategic because you never saw the videos of how Paris Hilton used to treat Kim Kardashian?
No.
She treated her wild crazy on the
game. Oh, yeah, because she was Paris's assistant.
But that was supposed to be her friend, too.
Not really.
People don't really have friends, bro.
You got to look at, first of all, come on. Paris is racist as fuck. Let's not act like.
Allegedly.
She act like.
Don't she got, oh, no.
She's
her,
bro.
Her best friend got a nigga daddy.
What happened?
Nicole Richie, right? Wasn't that her best friend?
Not a nigga daddy.
Yeah, chill with that shit, bro. We're not doing that no more, bro.
That's not a real dad.
Oh, my bad.
I don't know
black culture sometimes.
Allegedly.
I mean, that's not black culture.
I thought Lionel Richie was white, to be honest with you.
Bro, you bugging.
Lionel Richie a nigga?
Come on, bro. Stop.
He is a nigga. Let me Google
it. Stop.
What,
hair, though? He looked black to you?
That nigga looked like... Wait, he looked like...
Lionel was black.
Richard Pryor.
He was, exactly, nigga.
He was black with you. Looked
like Richard Pryor.
That's the most... All right, I'm
the Commodore. He's like,
Lionel been black since the Commodores, man. Lionel blackness...
We had Lionel Richie.
Yeah, black with the Commodores. That's facts, though. Lionel Richie's blackness left... He was there with it was just a shadow, and that was Lionel Richie's blackness with the Commodores.
Right? Nah, we can't do him like that if we ain't gonna do Prince like that.
Prince is no. Prince a real nigga. There'll be no slit Prince slander on my podcast. Do we understand?
No, that? Look, I love Prince, but it's the gas.
Next topic.
It's the gaslight that this nigga was really straight for me. I'm sorry.
What do you mean? Prince was absolutely straight. We're not going to go.
Nah, Prince was, and where was he?
He was androgynous.
Yeah, that was in
No.
He ain't like niggas.
He didn't like niggas at all.
He liked women.
You never heard a gay rumor about Prince ever.
He was just feminine.
I'm being real. He was just wild feminine.
I love to see straight dudes really, like,
defend. Why you think Prince was fucking niggas?
Hell yeah. No disrespect. No. Respectfully.
No.
Y'all didn't see the little video of when he was on stage. They were singing We Are the World. He had the lollipop. And then my man's...
He was just wild feminine.
He was wild feminine. No, giving it to...
No, and what's his name?
You know, Quincy. Quincy Jones. Quincy Jones was fucking Tupac.
Look, though. So in the video, please go... Yo, wow.
Wait.
It's going to be the edit for
Quincy
me.
Jones? Well, yeah. We not editing shit.
Right? We don't edit it. Yeah, everything stays.
Okay, but look, though.
We got other businesses. We don't have to make it.
We get to it. You feel me?
Okay.
They don't fuck with me in the comedy world anyway, son.
Let that go.
Okay, but look. Look though, Quincy Jones is on stage, so he trying to get Prince to sing. Prince is just here looking like a whole, like just
yeah. Like he's a lollipop. He trying to give it to him.
He's giving a whole queen. I don't know no straight man who's going to offer his lollipop and then take it away like fabulous queen. Y'all drinking the juice?
First of all, if you heard the interview behind. That was when they were singing "We Are the World." Prince didn't want to be.
No, I get that. I know that part.
So he was trolling. Did Quincy put the light pop in his mouth?
What? He went for it.
And he wasn't gonna do it. That was Prince. That's Prince, nigga. All right,
everybody, go back and watch that. Watch that, and we go.
That shit is gay as hell.
He's very gay, but it's nothing wrong with it.
But at the exact same time,
Prince is from the '80s.
Like, some of your favorite niggas was wearing some of the wildest shit.
So you
telling?
No, no, no. I have a real question because I seen this on the internet. Some dudes like to wear their girlfriend's underwear. Okay. Prince give me those vibes that he was putting on Apollonia's.
Prince wear assless chaps.
Yeah. So that's the move? So that's the move?
I'm not saying I would.
Y'all could like the music.
I didn't say that was.
I don't even listen to Prince.
I listen to Prince. Prince, one of my favorites. That's my favorite artist ever.
I'm just saying.
But Prince wasn't
getting. He's not my favorite artist.
Prince wasn't. It's the delusion for me.
It's not delusion.
I'm going to leave it at the delusion.
It's like everybody. It's like common knowledge that Prince wasn't gay, bro.
Yeah, I think
it's not common knowledge.
If Prince was gay, it would have came out like concrete. It wouldn't be speculation at this point.
Mm-mm. It's no way that people out here really out here thinking that Michael Jackson is gay and he had no gay tendencies, and people don't think that Prince is gay.
I never thought Michael Jackson was gay.
But I'm just saying,
Mike was a real nigga.
I'm just saying. A lot of people be like, "Oh man," but
that's
I
what
don't
they tried
know.
To do to
know.
Our two most
no,
powerful black. Those Who? Are the two most powerful men in music at a point in time.
They was buying everything.
They was buying everything. That's why they created that around. That's Prince was funny. Not gay.
Look, I don't question these.
Mike wasn't gay.
Abilities.
Mike ain't fucked no kids either.
I mean, after he allegedly. Died, they all came out and said he wasn't fucking.
Of course him. Not.
Some people.
But
their
money was dry by then.
What happened?
You feel me?
I said, yeah, some people came out and said.
Oh, I thought you said some people's kids. No, yeah, Mike ain't fucked no kids.
Allegedly.
Just they keep trying to take down our stars, man.
I'm not trying to take down Prince, but y'all not about
Prince,
to sit
Prince
here and tell
gay.
Me that right, Prince was a gay, bro.
I don't think
Prince
was gay.
Prince
but
definitely
like,
was a gay, bro.
Yo, go watch.
One of these,
go watch a compilation.
Although if Prince was, we would support his right to do that. We do not castigate anybody for their beliefs or who they believe they should or should not have sex with, or if they should have sex with anybody. Thank you. We support the Alphabet Boys. Continue.
True. But look. I don't care if he was gay or straight, but I'm just saying.
You just saying you don't want your man doing that.
No, it's not even that. It's you're not going to sit here and my mom is not about to be like, he was gay,
you see
man.
How everybody know it except you.
I don't care. Go back and watch it. It was the epitome.
I saw that video.
Epiphany.
I saw that video.
All right. That situation was gay.
Gay as fuck.
No, this man had on a crop top with a lollipop.
Prince. That's Prince.
And he offered it to Quincy Jones and took it away like a 6-year-old girl.
And he had like 4 of the baddest bitches you ever seen in your life with him.
Yes, because he wanted to be the bad bitch.
No,
he was a bad bitch.
He was a bad bitch.
And,
he was having sex with all of them.
Bro, Prince.
Prince all of the
lesbian.
Women, all of the women.
We agree to disagree. It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool.
He
was a lesbian
with a penis,
bro.
Who is a lesbian?
He was Prince. He was a lesbian.
Yeah,
it's a lesbian.
He was the first. What's
he
name?
Thought he was a he was androgynous.
No,
androgynous.
I don't.
Androgynous can fight.
No. Androgynous
Prince
can
nice
fight.
Ball. Prince was
not
nice as fucking ball.
Androgynous can fight.
Nah, they got their hands on it.
No, but androgyny is not self. You can't appoint yourself to be androgynous. You have
Why
to
not?
Be, because it's a person who can pass for a woman or a man in your Hold features.
Up. And That's, what the fuck could Prince pass for?
No,
Prince could
he,
look like a
no,
bitch
no, no.
one day and grow a beard in 2 weeks.
No, what I'm
like
saying is, if he put on dude clothes, you would never mistake him for being a woman. That's the thing.
I mean, that's a lot of bitches.
Huh?
You could. There's women like that now.
No, I'm saying that's what androgyny. That's what androgyny is.
Like
it's not induced. You can't induce.
Prince was androgynous because Prince could look like a nigga.
No, he wasn't.
One day.
He looked like a whole man in the face. What you talking about?
No, you're trying to say androgyny. You can't tell.
Oh,
on
you
the
can't
face?
Tell.
Right. You cannot
the
tell.
80s,
oh, so Mickey Free was definitely androgynous. They thought Mickey Free was a bitch.
Who the fuck? They, shit, they thought Lil Bow Wow was a bitch.
This pot is comedic, all right?
Yeah.
Take nothing
that's a
serious.
You seen that shit? He was like, he's so cute.
Yeah,
he was like, that's a nigga.
So true.
He said, this is a little girl. You a rapper?
So you try to tell you believe them rape rumors that they had about Bow Wow? I thought those was false when they said the bodyguard rape.
We're not going to do the
I never. What?
We're not going to do Mr.
That's
106 in Park like that. We not
what
bringing
is that?
That up.
Not
that
Mr. 106 in Park. That's hilarious.
We're not doing that.
That's
no, I heard
him.
Those.
Mr. 106 in Park is bad.
You know they made that shit
always
him,
on
right?
there.
That's cap. That's what JD said.
Bro, it's facts. The nigga came out and said it. He was like, yo, it's true.
That's what JD said.
JD said it, but
Bow Wow didn't say that.
Wait, what
Fuck
is
Bow
true?
Bow Wow didn't know. He was a baby. They was making a show for him.
Oh, shoot.
106 in Park.
I thought
Stephen Hill said it. He was like, yo.
I thought his music was just really good and it was just skyrocketing to the top of the charts.
He couldn't get on TRL because he was black. So they was like, we're going to make a black TRL, which was one of System Park.
So they just.
And they just.
And they just added the other artist for color?
No, they added. Come on. You already know. Once. That's true. Bow Wow was number one every time.
His music. Listen, he was a child star. Bow Wow also sold, like, y'all forget. Bow Wow sold 30 million records. Like, it wasn't inconceivable for me to see that he was number one as a little 12-year-old rapping boy.
Little girls? Little girls, like, are the, are most, serious? Like...
To me, I think that's an unfair narrative to Bow Wow. It would only be real if Bow Wow didn't sell 30 million records.
So, they made 106 in Park for him. They was like, yo, listen, we need a show.
I never heard that.
I never heard that. I just don't see.
He said it, bro. Why would he lie about that?
Who? JD?
JD.
Yeah, why
JD,
would he
JD lie? And Bow, if you really know that, JD and Bow are not fucking with each other.
Listen.
All right?
Bow Wow was not. And nigga, you 12. We about to make a show on BET. What the fuck kind of champion you have to say, nigga?
There were other number one record. There were other number one songs. I'm just saying. Bro. The reason I could see that, but I'm saying, Bow Wow still sold 30 million records.
I get the point.
So, like, I just don't see.
Okay, cool. Wait, what do you don't see?
Why they made 106 like, apart for him?
And they literally just made it to make sure he was number one every time?
No, bro. I'm just saying that as in, like, the show came along because they was like, all right. We need some shit like this, cause
that's not making it for him. I would look at it this way. I would say he was the catalyst as to why they realized they needed their own black platform like TRL. You had a child star. So I wouldn't say that's making it for him. That's he created the need. Because you tried to bring a star that was selling out everywhere and they wouldn't put him on TRL because he was black. So you made it because of him, not for him.
When was they out here discriminating on TRL?
I didn't know that either.
I thought I always saw black artists.
No. Yeah, it was MTV.
They talking about
it was MTV. Yeah, they MTV, no, they also yeah, like, they talking MTV, about MTV. You had to be. You had to be Mariah Carey.
They had
to be
Yo MTV Raps. Like,
yeah, but not that was like that's, one hour that's
a
your,
month.
That's your MTV raps. That wasn't
TRL. That was
TRL.
1 hour a month.
When you looked at TRL, the hottest songs in the country was rap songs, and it was all rock songs that was on the bitch. And then one.
And pop, Christina Aguilera and Britney Spears,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, 50 Cent for
it
sure.
It was 50 Jay-Z Cent, and then like.
And every, then when Jay-Z and Beyonce came together, that was like a thing on there, too.
So I don't, like I said, I don't think they made it. I think you made it because you realized, all right, if we have somebody who's selling out this much, right? And we can't get him to onto TRL or get the numbers.
I don't think they made it for him.
I made it. They just showed that there was a need. Like Bow Wow was the catalyst for that. Like Bow Wow was. I bet this is.
I think that's what he was saying.
He said it though.
That's what he was saying, bro.
Who
he said Jermaine Dupri said that they made it for him?
The reason why I have to.
What are you saying? I'm against right now.
I'm saying I don't believe Jermaine. I don't believe Jermaine Dupri.
Why don't you believe him?
Because that would be a big. That would be a big asterisk on Bow Wow's career for you to say that. And I know they both have personal issues. So for JD
what do you
to
mean
come out,
big asterisk meaning like he wasn't saying as that, big as he was.
Yeah, exactly. You're basically saying that 106 in Park was made to push. Is the only reason why Bow Wow had success? I don't think he was made to push. He was hot already. You gotta look at because Bow Wow came out and said that. All right, Bow Wow may not have known, but Bow Wow came out and said that's a false claim. It's a horrible claim to make. I feel like you don't understand that the magnitude.
Because he's looking at it like, if it wasn't for that show, I wouldn't be as big as I was.
And you have to hear the
but that's
hear,
not. I,
no,
I'm
but
looking
he was
at
big
it like
before.
That.
But I'm
show.
Saying,
I'm
but you have to hear the context. You have to hear the context of which JD said it too.
That is true.
You know what I mean? You don't know the energy JD said it with. I don't think JD said it trying to big up Bow Wow, personally.
Different niggas is beefing. I mean, as
I don't think
shit,
he was
a,
saying
shit.
That as a way to...
Lil Romeo's beefing with
cash,
his pops.
To cast a positive light over Bow Wow's career. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that was said with the most positive of intentions.
It could have been.
You know what I mean? What do you think about all these... fathers beefing with fathers and sons beefing.
What fathers and son is beefing
I don't
right
know.
Now?
I'll be paying. You'll be in the shade room.
I'll be in the shade room, but.
Romeo.
Oh,
you talking shit about his
Michael Jordan's son, fucking Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, but they ain't beefing.
Who's not beefing?
Scottie Pippen and Jordan's son.
You think Scottie Pippen's son and Jordan's son is beefing? Because, like, they got to know each other. Like,
they know each other, but it's like...
group.
And he not, busted, not in the same age group.
He a little older, busting that nigga mom.
That little nigga might be in the league now, though. Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, he on the Lakers.
Yeah. That makes sense.
I don't know, because I feel like a lot of these rich black fathers are trying to implement white
principles,
and this is y'all. This is just second generational wealth.
That's how they
like. How are you implementing like 30-year wealth rules at the second generation? So? Yeah, because I heard Shaq say, "Oh, I'm not giving my money. This not your money."
He lying though, Shaq.
My thing, please lie.
Shaq is lying. Why? Because Shaq bought a random nigga in Jersey City at Rolls Royce.
Yeah, but Shaq also.
If I was Shaq, to say,
Shaq, but I'm saying, come on, bro. His kids are rich.
That's a tax write off.
Yeah.
So I'm.
No, bro, but I'm starting to hear a lot of people say a lot of the black fathers in the business are saying things like, "Oh, like I'm not just gonna give you the money. Give them the money. What are you talking about?
They are. They just they fronting. These niggas is talking shit.
I hope they
not really. You think these little niggas walking around broke?
That's why Romeo was mad.
Yeah, Romeo was tripping. No, you know why? I feel like obviously,
I don't like to speak on it because we don't know the inner workings.
I'm going by word for word
because niggas' fathers be trash.
Niggas' fathers be tripping. Like I said, this nigga Romeo said his father was treating him like an employee. You feel me? Had the nigga working the whole time. Mm-hmm. He just wanted a dad. You know, I mean, of course that's what you're gonna say when you hit your 30s and you ain't got that chicken. Something about being 30 and you don't have money, or but the money you think you should
do you
have.
Do you believe that Master P manages money properly? Do you believe Romeo when he says we was paying his taxes with our pay?
Paying whose taxes?
They were saying that Master P was taking the money.
Because it was Romeo's turn to make money for the family,
what
nigga.
What you mean? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like,
it was a lick, nigga.
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Master P's
like,
an entrepreneur.
You know what I'm like, how are you supposed to be paying your son? You taking the money, he's paying your taxes.
That's wild, nigga. Crazy. Like,
that's wild crazy.
No, where was the trust at least? Where was the trust?
What trust? That's my kid.
No. I don't mean actual trust.
Until he come to you and say, yo, my nigga, you've been siphoning money from me. You're not taking care of me as a father. Now, all of a sudden, you got to stand on your hands as a man. You're not his. Like, make up your fucking mind, bro. That's what I'm saying. Listen. Like, when niggas.
No, I meant the monetary trust.
Listen, all right, so look at it like this. Master P had bread, right? Mm-hmm. All the time. Then he had all these people. He started making more bread. He had artists. Then all them started falling off. He got into tax trouble. All right? Mm-hmm. Romeo happened to pop off. What the fuck he thought was going to happen to that money? He was trying to get back on his feet.
That's what Romeo's saying, bro.
So why the fuck he got to tell everybody?
Because you broke now. You try to get cozy with your pops. And then what got him mad was when the nigga Twitch died. Rest in peace.
That's why. That's the whole point.
That's the whole point. He's like, yo,
damn, RIP Twitch.
Yeah, you don't even.
Yeah.
Not facts.
Nah, but what you saying is he was pissed because he was basically saying you watch your daughter go through all these mental health changes and he didn't feel like he did enough. Yeah. And then now daughter, Twitch is like, but him and Twitch was working together though.
Who, Master P and Twitch?
Yeah. They had a whole project coming.
I had no idea.
So it was not random.
It was not random either.
So it's kind of like, why are you coming out at that point, Romeo?
Because he doesn't feel like, he's like, yo, you don't pick and choose what you are coming. I feel what you said.
No, I get that, but that's your man's. If that's somebody you was about to do business with, you had a whole deal when they died.
These fathers do be beefing though with these kids.
Yes.
In hindsight, once you an adult and you start looking at shit, you be like, dang, these niggas was playing me. You know what I'm saying?
Like, one, I would say I agree with that. And then two, people gotta look at it like this. Master P is a whole case study that was never studied. That was never put on a pedestal. Master P should really be put on a pedestal.
No, I feel like people do though.
No,
like,
they
people
don't.
People that understand the game.
No, like, no. People who understand the game. We don't need Nick, people don't understand the game with Warren Buffett, but we know who that nigga is.
I get what you mean.
He changed the game. Like,
Master P did. When Master P came out and said that shit about if this white man will give me $5 million, that means you probably gonna get $50 million.
Yeah, he went to Michael Jackson's lawyer and ended you know, finding out his worth for real. But it's like this whole man, like he had this.
Yeah, we knew about that though. Like 85% he was getting from distribution.
Nah, we as black people we knew, but you need to be on a level that everybody should know.
You do,
and I feel like he was punished for that behind closed doors. They made sure he never bubbled to the surface for everybody to know who he is. Because there's no way Master P should be struggling for any type of money ever.
I think he's struggling.
That's what, what's her name was making it seem like?
I think he not giving Romeo no more money. Romeo didn't get the money he was due.
Do you know why these niggas are struggling? Right?
You think Master P's struggling?
I don't know if he's struggling, but it seems like it seemed like that was the problem.
I'm gonna tell you why though. What's it called? Rappers are being scammed. Right? It's been the age-old scam. I listened to Farrakhan from time to time. You feel me? And Farrakhan was breaking that shit down. You create this idea, like, how do you know a rapper's starting to get his money, right? What's the first thing he go buy?
Chain.
Is it chain,
whip,
right?
Car.
So, house. Look. They
chain
get it,
ASAP.
Because the thing is, because they get enamored by, you get enamored by the master's money, right? Which he printing, that's not backed by nothing, right? So he could just say, yo, I have all of this money, bond. So he's like, nah, you got to show that you getting it more than these niggas, right? So this is what you're going to do. He'll give you that $100 million. Now you're going to take it back, though.
So everything is recoupable, bro.
So what you're going to do is he's going to take you to buy the chain, right? And his brother's the nigga that makes the chain, right? So you're paying him back.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, bro.
So now look at it this way. Master P was a case study on understanding how to go monopolize and get that money. But look at the actual lifestyle he lived to do it.
No, but he was never flashy like that.
Flashy, Master P.
No. I mean, in the beginning when he had to. But I'm saying,
that's
like, what, as time went on, he...
That's the ghost.
We roll tight whips every day.
No. You right.
Bentley's
right,
Lex Mercedes.
Right. I didn't mean to say that.
You saw his
Cribs? No. I mean to say...
MTV Cribs was because of Master P.
They started MTV Cribs because of Master P.
No.
That's a fact.
Nigga shit was fake. Master P shit...
was probably real.
It's my point.
Nigga, it's Master P.
Master P.
Bro,
okay, no. I'm saying, I recant that statement. I said it at the wrong time.
He spent that bread.
I mean, as far as like as time went on, you didn't see as much as the flashiness. So that's why I'm thinking you really get the bread.
Like Master P was also young.
See, Master P understood.
Because if he's 50 now,
Master P didn't understand guns and butter.
Oh, hell nah. We're not about to do this again.
No, I'm just saying, he didn't understand that. I'm not going to go into that, but it's the truth. He didn't understand that.
But that's what happened when you first get money.
So that's why when you go back to saying what you're saying, it's not a wonder to me that a lot of these rappers are struggling like that.
No, but Master P wasn't any type of rapper. This man was...
He had
an empire. Like that's the difference.
True.
He was printing. No, you cannot. I'm sorry, but you can't compare Suge Knight to Master P.
You can.
I don't think so. Not with the longevity. Not stand up.
Longevity rise.
Oh no, that's because Suge was just doing too much in the streets.
And if you think about it,
he was so smart though.
Didn't he give Snoop Dogg?
Suge was
rich.
They
just not gonna let him out to smoke.
He didn't come and touch Snoop Dogg when he was protecting him. No, how did that work?
Master P came and got Snoop.
Yeah,
because Snoop was already, that contract was over.
No, I get that.
You thought he was gonna walk away from a contract from Death Row?
Yeah, that's what that was.
That's impossible.
No, but it was still the threats after the contract was up. That was the problem because you wouldn't need protecting if somebody was.
Oh yeah, that's
it.
But he moved down south after that.
That was a time, man. Nigga, Snoop Dogg really was on No Limit for him.
And that was wow.
He was in New Orleans every day.
Yeah,
he had the white. He was always wearing. Yeah. Remember that shit?
He was dead ass. He was dead ass out of there
with the curls. What's that shit called?
Snoop is a survivor.
The Temple what?
Yeah, Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple.
I'm hollering.
No, that's how
you
rolled
it. No,
I know.
That was Pimp
with
Snoop.
The curl.
That was the Shirley Temple. That was Pimp Snoop. Yeah, that's where he was pimping hoes. Yeah, he was pimping hoes crazy at that time. Like, he was actually pimping.
For Shizzle Snoop. That's
for
funny.
Snoop has.
He did.
Snoop is the most famous rapper of all time.
That's right. My favorite Snoop is, you know my favorite
Snoop. Everybody knows Snoop. You go to any corner of the world.
Where Snoop is your favorite Snoop?
My favorite, Rhythm and Gangsta Snoop.
Yeah, Pharrell
Snoop. Is that Sensual? Wait, was that Sensual Seduction?
No. That's a good Snoop, too.
That's a good Snoop, though. That's 09 Snoop. Yeah. But my favorite Snoop is that 05 Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion? That was the shortest Snoop. That was actually a good album.
What? The Snoop Lion? He had a mean documentary in Jamaica. That shit was tough.
Daz is out there designing. High as fuck. You should really watch that documentary. Yo, it is pure comedy.
He had fucking Diplo. Them niggas was
because they wasn't even trying to be funny, son. It was pure. This nigga Snoop is really out here in the mountains trying to be monsters. Trying to channel his inner Snoop Lion.
Bro, son. Them niggas surrounding him.
It's wild.
That shit was tough. I ain't gonna hold you. I did some shit like that. Not like Snoop Lion. I went to, when I was in Antigua, I went to a show like that.
You became King Lion.
Bro, it was all Rastas. Mm-hmm. Bro, it was all Rastas. It was in the 10.
It was just to be fire. Yeah.
And like, I got a shout out right when I walked in. So, like, me and the nigga I was with. Mm-hmm. What's like, oh, this is my people, is da da da. So the nigga is shouting me out, and everybody just coming and shake my hand, like, peace, peace. And I'm like, oh, nah. I think I'm about to get robbed. You know how I think, nigga, when niggas is being nice. You know how it goes. I'm like, oh, shit. Took my chain off. I wasn't drinking. I was like, yo, I gotta stop doing this shit. Like,
just be walking out and just going to random spots with locals.
Nah, I like that shit, though. I like,
yeah, the locals.
Listen, I like stepping out and doing local shit.
If you go to anywhere, the best thing to do is go outside, find the locals, and say, where do you like to eat? Yeah. And that's where you're going to find the best food.
That's how I find the nigga. I was on the beach. The best food the nigga ran up on me like, yo.
The fucking food at the resort be fucking dog shit trash.
Oh, my. Yes.
Nah, I ain't going to hold you. This spot, I had a decent.
Like, even when we went to Bahamas, I went to Bahamas with my family way, way back in the day. And we didn't eat none of the food in the hotel. They had this little, to this day, I would still eat this shit. Now I don't even eat meat. They had this shit called Junk Canoe Burgers, bro. Oh my God, son. I never had nothing like that in my life. Your stomach would hurt because it was just so, pause, it was so big.
This guy.
I said pause beforehand. I still got to get the AO with this guy. We have to be a better, we are, all of us are, I'm not going to say. We're in our 30s, right?
Yeah, nah.
You in your early 20s, I'm saying, from
19.
Bet.
19.
Whoa, wait, hey, you're not about to have me out here.
You can't even be on this guy.
Yeah. You're not about to have me out here fucked up.
It's all a lie. Shit. Broken mirrors.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah.
I was actually in a real precarious situation where it was like 5 or 6 comics I was doing. It's a sketch. And it was just one white girl in there. And I was like, this entire situation is gonna be my downfall.
Why?
Because I just don't like being in a room with multiple men and a white girl.
Couldn't be a porn star.
Well, that's different because we know what we're there for.
You didn't know what you was there for?
I was there for a sketch, but then like I didn't know it was gonna be one white girl. I thought she was gonna have a partner.
She didn't have a like friend.
Yeah, you feel me? Should always have a partner.
You gotta have somebody.
You gotta have somebody tell the truth. Yeah. Somebody tell the truth. Like,
You need an outside white person just damn, to.
Yeah, third party source.
You're not like, comfortable with this shit. That's why I can't, bro.
What do you mean?
That's why.
What do you mean?
The snow bunnies make me uncomfortable.
Facts.
Because every time I get comfortable, I gotta get uncomfortable again. Because I gotta
anytime I'm around white
keep
women,
checking myself.
I feel like my freedom is in question.
That's what I'm saying. Meaning like.
I feel like I suck. I could be charged with something.
That's wild because white women was raping black men for centuries.
Not yet, facts.
Obviously.
Walking in, you gonna give me this dick, nigga.
I think that's the wildest thing.
But then do you realize, you know, a man can't be afraid of having an erection?
Nah, I thought nigga, you can. I thought you can.
If you a slave and.
Yeah, you're not. You
better get it up.
Get it up, nigga. It is a snow bunny.
She'll kill you. Yeah.
Somebody say to you, it better get hard or I'm going to tell on you. You about to listen.
You end up.
I'm telling on you either way.
What a juxtaposition.
What?
Yeah. Dude, that's a lot of pressure to really be like, ah, but
you mean like
you are scared for your life and your dick got get hard in that moment?
Immediately.
Dick get hard.
It's trauma.
Think
dick.
About it like this. Sex is still pleasure, right?
She so.
Yeah.
Have you been on the field all day? Mm-hmm. and
oh no, I mean your testosterone is up, so she probably walked me? In on you.
It's dick, more like
dick hard like a missile, but then like she's like,
yo, it's more in. Like. You feel me? I feel like that's you a kind of really reward at the end of the day.
Now she taking dick from you. But now you getting killed because she taking your seed. Now she got a nigga baby.
Yeah. Somebody dying. Damn, bro. Slavery was wild.
Being a black man wasn't difficult. We're not gonna go there. You see, that's why I always tell you that black women have always never been. Because listen, they going to keep you if you get pregnant with Master's abomination baby. That's what they used to call it.
You never seen 12 years a slave, though?
Nah, I refuse.
One time.
Yo, the white woman was so mean. Like, in the house, like, she knew that the whatever white dude preferred the black women and did stuff to her, like abused her.
Yeah, they know that. Because you got to look at it like this. Let's not act like white men love black women.
Always.
You know what I'm saying? Always did. I mean, come on. Always did. I remember I knew this chick.
I like what he said.
I remember this chick telling me this. Like, this is this spot in Jersey City that we used to go to. Mm-hmm. The spot, you know, strong ass drinks. It shut down now because the drinks was too strong. And niggas was wilding every time. But as this chick, she used to sit over there, like after work or whatever. And.
Was this the palace?
No, nigga, Jersey City. It was.
Oh, the Jamaican spot.
No. The first spot we went to, I walked in.
Okay. That's a good spot. I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's a spot.
Okay, yeah.
I walked in. She was there, actually. Remember, I walked in, I had Nia.
Yeah.
And then I bump into this chick I ghosted back. I'm in a relationship now, so.
Yeah, this is
we don't have a camera today. This is an old story, just in case she listening.
But just in case.
I walked in. I had one of our friends, not even my girl.
Mm-hmm.
Her feet was hurting. So I got it. Like, I'm holding her together mm-hmm. in the club because mm-hmm. she couldn't walk.
She could have walked, but you know, she was, never mind.
You know how it goes. So I walked in with a boom. We get to the bar. This chick I ghosted, right? This is chick that I was talking about. Like,
I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about.
She was sitting right there. I'm at really the bar.
Smart.
Huh?
She was really smart.
Bruh. So.
Bruh.
I'm at the. They didn't see it.
Go on, keep going.
So I'm at the bar getting a drink. I look up. It's her. So I'm like, she's just staring at me. Like, you know what I mean? At this point, it's been 2 months.
You got a whole nother bitch in your arms.
Bruh.
We like that sometimes.
It was her. Like, she used to be in that spot, and literally, fucking old white dudes would be swamped, like, on her, like.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying?
With both of these women, white was the one you was holding white?
No, black women. You only do black women.
I could tell. Nobody, a man's never walking through a threshold holding a white woman in his arm.
You get shot for
that. Oh, no. You know, and I was a friend.
White woman, are you okay? He's going to shoot you in the back of your head, spread a black, yeah. Yeah, facts.
The crazy shit, people assume.
Everybody think I date white women.
Damn, bro.
It's terrible.
What are you giving off?
I don't know. Education.
Nah.
Hell nah.
Gotta be more than that. It's more than that.
It's overtly black niggas who is,
that's
know.
That's what it is. It's the black power niggas.
What's my man's name, man? What's my man's name?
I already
name?
Know, Dr. Umar.
It's the Dr. Umar energy, bro. White women love that energy. That's niggas they can't have. White women love niggas they can't have.
Damn, son.
Oh, that's so funny. It's so true. Like,
We're gonna conquer this nigga.
You got
yeah.
She gonna be riding, be like, that was Dr. Umar, right?
Snow Bunny Crisis. Say it.
Yeah. We can say there's Snow Bunny Crisis because it was like jungle fever, so it could be a sickness. Like right.
It's a real thing. It's a real thing. No, Snow Bunny Crisis really is, isn't it?
Damn,
are we bashing
white
women in this episode?
No, we're not.
I feel like they came up a lot.
My existence is bashing white women.
Who came up a lot?
White women.
Every time I breathe, every breath on this earth is
they came up on this episode a lot.
White women?
Oh.
I'm not saying they came up.
Maybe it's my repressed attraction for white women that's manifesting itself in my conversation.
It's So you like white women so much? So it's basically
saying I like white women is exuding out of my actual hate.
It's you deprived.
You hate them? I don't hate y'all.
I don't hate
them. Yeah, no, but you deprived of white women? Is that what you're saying?
No, my girl is to this, but I can't say that.
You're deprived of white women? Nah, you're going to be back after commercial.
I'm just saying that I think a white woman would be instrumental in catapulting my career to the heights I see.
Like, that's better. That was way
so
better.
So you think
white women girl, in your arms. It's a game changer. I'm trying to go viral, bro. Word.
Having a white woman is a game changer, you think?
100%.
Like you,
you hear that, white ladies? Nobody. I'm looking for a girl, white girl, who's trying to ride to the top with me, right? No pun intended, right? Understand I'm going to keep my black girlfriend because I want black babies, but me and you can be publicly seen together three to four times a week, right? I'll even kiss you on the cheek.
You do all the driving.
We go. You do all the driving, facts.
Oh, God.
Yeah. White. I mean,
I'll hold your hand. I'll hold your hand. Only if you wear a shirt that says "We are together. I am not under duress." That
damn. Is,
if we can do that, we can form a great ebony and ivory partnership to catapult ebony this obviously budding career.
Nigga, obviously, buddy.
I don't know what's up with this guy.
What do you mean? Sweet is really.
Yeah,
good
we gotta chill with the snow bunny crisis. At this point, listen.
They coming.
I don't hate snow bunnies.
I don't hate them either.
And now I get hit on by a lot of snow bunnies now.
Aggressive.
I feel like before it wasn't as, you know what I'm saying?
It's
nah,
it's,
what does that mean? What you mean?
It's
nah.
I get hit on snow bunnies. Like,
it's middle-aged.
Look at my Instagram.
It's these middle-aged moms, bro, that be coming at me.
Damn.
Like, yeah, moms love me. I feel like I give off good.
You give up good stepdad?
Yeah. Like, he'd take care of the kid. He a stand-up gentleman.
He already
I
got
definitely
the
don't think that's what you give off, but go on. Go
what
off.
What do I give off?
Jesus. Gentlemen.
Not that you would take care of the kid.
Take care of it.
Who, me?
Yeah,
I would
nah.
absolutely take care of
nah, you, not you no probably more. Would.
I'm dropping Jimmy to school today. Don't worry about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I'll take care of Jimmy. Little Ezekiel. All
right, we're going to switch the subject.
I'm hollering.
Bartholomew. Little Bart. Bart was behaving. You know, that son of hers, man, he's going places. I'd be that guy.
Nah, yeah. I'm good.
Now that's not what I give off. What do I get? No. Go back to the question. What do I give off? I feel like I give off wholesome nigga energy. Look at me.
No, you give off, we got time between the time before they come home, before they come home from school.
Oh, you trying to pull up, get some ass, and get a
that's what type of energy you get. When
you
kids
I'll be there before
home?
You got to pick him up.
We'll to stay quiet, get home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll be there at 2 o'clock. He get home at 4. All right, I'll leave by 3:57.
That's enough time.
That's enough time to get the ride back.
Yeah. You got any money for his snacks? Nah. That's not my son.
Snacks. Come on, bro.
Nah. That's not my son.
Bro, that's wild. I'm bringing shit, though.
Save time to bar.
You one of those.
I bring shit.
Yeah, I'm bringing a nice bottle of whiskey for me as well. Yeah, right?
Yes. I'm bringing shit. I'm like, what
but
else
like,
you need?
But like,
I'm
in the store. You think I'm bringing Pampers and fruit roll-ups? Nah, that's not my kid's son.
Yeah, nah. I bring shit. Bust your ass.
She made a bad decision in her baby's father's election.
Nah, once you got that, you know, these snow bunnies get the divorce.
This is all jokes, by the way. I just know that this is what you guys want to hear, and I'm trying to make it.
I love how you said we go chill on the snow bunnies and had a whole story ready. So I need to hear the rest of that story.
I'm done with the snow.
Talk to me about the snow.
If I was high, it'd be way more smoother. But
talk about, I need. Now we got 5 minutes left. Ten tops. Talk to me about the snow hose.
Not the hey, snow yo, hose.
Let it go. I mean, snow bunny. My bad. I'm not even drinking.
I was saying it as in like.
I haven't been drinking yet. It's too early.
By the time.
4 o'clock though.
It is four.
No, it's 3.
No, it's 3:15. Because once I think you can start drinking is when the sun starts to set. When is sunset today?
Probably like 5:30.
I think this week is the first week. It's gonna be 5 o'clock.
Oof, pushing my drinking time out.
Ooh wee.
Yeah, I mean,
you got issues. 4:57 sunset.
No, it's getting a little close to 5. I remember when the sunset was set at 3:47, nigga.
That's a fact.
You setting up your cocktail about 3:25.
Yeah, I'll be like drinking early as fuck. Hey, yo.
I sip a glass of wine and I get home to take the nerves down. You don't have a glass of wine at 4 o'clock just to even yourself out? That's just me?
If I get home and I go straight to a drink, I'll be like, come on, I ain't never eat today.
When you walk through the door and you don't even roll the J first. You go grab yourself a beverage because you know you're not going to want to get
up. It's been a rough day.
Exactly, because you don't want to get up to go get the beverage after. You know you're going to need the beverage, but I'm about to roll this J.
I don't want
to get up after I finish rolling the J. Huh?
Damn, what the fuck she said? I think it tamed my breast, and she was like, she said, I will stop eating before I stop drinking. Good luck.
That's hilarious.
Because she probably tried. You know how niggas New Year's resolution. And then they see how crazy they really are.
Listen, it's normally 21 days break. About day 18, 19 is where most people start breaking.
Bro, she said, that's it. Fuck this. I'm going back to drinking.
All right, listen, yo. What's good? It's getting late. We got to get out of here.
What time are you trying to dip? You got somewhere to be?
Nah, I mean, I can't hold. You know what I mean?
Yeah, left got a dip. Or are you trying to shut it down?
It was me.
Somebody.
You ain't gotta look around. It was me. You feel me?
I was looking at the ladder. I wasn't gonna blame anybody.
Somebody was late. It was me.
Mm-hmm. She decided to be a black woman today, and I can't blame her for that. Because you know what I mean? I love my black queens.
First of all, this is this is the generational. What do I call it? Generational rest. You feel me?
This
generational
is
rest.
Generational rest. This we have done nothing. Fuck this building country, nigga. So what else have you done lately, son?
Rest.
All right. So what you invented every day? What have you done lately, son?
For real, but.
All right. What you got coming up, my nigga?
Yeah, right now, what I got going on? I'm just working right now, son. I'm not even promoting nothing. I'm already. Shit is moving how it's supposed to move.
It's a fact.
That's
personal training. He's killing the game.
That's what's up.
Yeah, you know what I mean, he only date high level. I'm playing. I mean, only train.
Damn, son.
My bad. I'm sorry, man.
You're doing a lot right now, my nigga.
Have I?
Yes, chill out, bro.
Sudden, this episode's gonna go viral, so I've been listening to what goes viral. This is it.
This is a viral
they
content.
Controversy.
You know, people sit around and talk like that, too.
I know.
Niggas be trying to make it, man. Like
niggas then be trying to make it, so that's gonna be the name of this episode. Just try to make it, man.
Damn. Like, how can we go viral now? Damn, that shit sucks. Huh?
Niggas have focus groups. Eyes. Right, so, like, I just seen a girl, like, she a really talented rapper, bro. You know what I mean? I actually worked with her before. Just dropped her OnlyFans.
For real?
I don't know.
Is it doing well? Not shiesty.
I know it's not shiesty. I would have known.
Yeah, true.
Is it doing well, though? Hmm? Is it doing well?
Oh, no, there's OnlyFans. I hope so. There's a lot of OnlyFans struggling. Y'all hoes be acting like...
Y'all hoes.
You feel my bad. No, normally I drop five hoes an episode.
My bitch count has been a lot lower today.
Real low.
See, that's why we need a woman.
Because you did so much snow money
that's crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, because
I can't say bitch this episode.
Wow.
If you listen to last episode, my God.
It was horrible.
There's just so many bitches and hoes.
Whoa. It's just so many bitches and hoes.
That's a lot of bitches and hoes. This was ball snow bunnies.
And it's like,
it's crazy how it just transferred.
Because I feel like with a black woman, we should talk about your biggest detractor, which is a white woman. That's what's holding you guys back.
You said
back.
My biggest what?
Detractor.
Nah, they not. They
white
not.
White women love you? That, listen, let me
No, they want to be like you.
Yeah. You would be a lot further if white women didn't exist.
Damn.
I think a lot of people would be a lot further if white women didn't exist. But shout out to the white girls, you feel me?
Hey, yo, listen. We got to chill. I feel like...
White women make the world
go
round.
We don't hate the other side. We love y'all, too.
We love the other side. This is controversy.
You know, like...
Nah, somebody said
it. I don't want to be involved in certain things.
You want to be involved when the buddies start coming, say.
Of course.
All right. You can't be canceled, bro.
You can't be canceled with a white woman.
Soon as they start canceling, son, we just gotta go get a white girl. That's it.
Snow bunny.
Yeah. Once you start dating a white girl,
snow bunny and a PR team.
all the perceived hate that they think you have against white people.
You're like, look at my girl.
It was just repressed love because she I always requested the beauty and eliteness of a vanilla queen.
Word on the street is white women's PR is taking a hit.
Huh?
They said white women's like social media.
That's a fact.
I mean, not social, but just social media, but their social like look and how they've been seen for like years is dropping.
And do you know how they elevate? Attach themselves to a powerful black man.
Oh, yeah. That no, no, key. Now they're attaching themselves to powerful black women. That's the crazier part.
Hey, listen,
that
man.
That's true.
Listen, I'm following the white woman model for survival.
Hold on. What I noticed, though.
They know how to do without
right,
having
though.
Any real talent.
Nah, white women do find a way.
Yeah.
Somebody name me Kim Kardashian's talent right now, quick. Come on, come on, come on. Shouldn't take that long. She's worth billions.
You said, name you who?
That bitch took an online law school.
I said, somebody name me Kim Kardashian's talent. Quick. Don't.
Ooh,
worth $1 billion. Come on.
Nah, I'm never going to disrespect
the law. The law degree. The law degree. Yeah, that's a.
Also,
that's a lie.
Don't claim to be white. Her mom does. But she
so Chris is definitely white.
Yeah,
Chris
she's
is
white.
A supernatural yeah. being who practices dark magic.
That is true.
That woman's a warlock.
No, if I had to pick one, I'd pick Chris, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm betting on Chris.
Chris Jenner gonna have you questioning whether you wanna cut your dick off, son.
She's not cutting shit off. I'm saying if I was going that route,
one of them?
Trying to get the clout and the bread.
You did a Chris Jenner?
ASAP, because
if you a black man, if you were like a fairly younger black man,
you gotta put a 50 Cent and date Chelsea Handler.
Yeah, so you gotta get that.
But Chelsea was still a little younger at that
point. Back in the day,
Chelsea cool.
Yeah, I'd have hit Chelsea.
And that nigga was acting a fool.
I'd have Scarlett Johansson right now.
You know the problem was.
But she 50 bad,
was so
though.
Excited about that bitch.
Scarlett is bad. She been bad. No, you can't date like they can't.
So what you're saying is for me to make it, I gotta start giving raw dick to Amy Schumer.
No, that's still too. No, think you got to think more political.
You don't think of I
think political. More. Think more middle aged political.
Nancy Pelosi.
Yes.
Hello. I'm at the podcast.
Now him answering the phone.
No, we always answer the phone.
That's hilarious.
Where you at? She probably across the street. Her gym is right there.
Oh, yeah, she's pulling up. Cool.
Oh, I used to teach over there.
Teach what?
Me and my friend had a dance class. We were teaching, like, dance fitness.
Mm.
Yeah, I know the guy, what's his name?
What?
The black dude over there.
Oh, in the thing?
You talking about in the cut? The one that's in the cut?
Yeah, T?
Yeah, I know
T. Yeah, so you, Fair Factor. Like, you was dancing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they had a little, they do that, though. That's tough.
No
I'll be back.
I thought I was actually showing that.
Oh, man. He looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, Biden's at a black church right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
He looks very afraid.
Nah, Biden wild.
Biden probably says his powerful bigotry afoot right now.
Man, he won a fallen and I can't get up time away from, like, a black woman being president, yo, like this.
Man,
Do you know why? That's why I've been rooting for him to stay alive.
Why?
I want Kamala Harris running the country.
I don't care for. She can't be worse than Bush. You feel me?
Bush wasn't that bad, if we're being real,
bro. Because he wasn't Bush running it. He wasn't running the country. That's right.
Bush wasn't that bad a president.
You ever seen Cheney with Dick Cheney?
What really happened under Bush's administration? 9/11, war. You know what I mean?
War, nigga.
New Orleans.
War. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan.
I would take that America
Saddam
back.
Saddam Hussein.
I would take that America back compared to this America right now.
I mean, once Trump pulled up, it was like, all right.
What was a better America? Bush's America or Biden's America? Because we know Trump's America was top.
Bush AI was fucked now. Up too, though. Bush had all the recessions. He had hella.
Which America was fucked up?
It was fucked up. Like, you feel me? Like, everything.
Keep it a stack. The most lucrative and the best time I've ever had in America was under Donald Trump. other than the pandemic, and I made hella bands during the
people
pandemic.
People don't want to hear that.
But. 2020. That pandemic game changer too, though.
Yeah, that was fire.
If you ain't died in the pandemic, you had some money.
Pandemic gave me a whole new career. I'm about to be a star because of the pandemic.
Hey. Pandemic changed the game.
Shout out to COVID, bro.
Damn. No shout out. If, We lost a lot of people.
No. We on a whole other thing. Yeah, I lost somebody. Nigga, it's cool. Nigga.
That's a fact, too. That's a fact.
I was way back then, son. It was heavy. It's all good. We good.
But here's the wildest part. Trump really won
He gonna win again. I can't wait to get... I ordered my bag of hats.
Oh, my God.
fuck you, babe.
He coming back. Right. You know what's crazy? It's quiet right now.
Wait till he win.
No, it's quiet.
I'm changing the color. Oh, my color palette is going to be red, nigga. MAGA.
MAGA.
Nah, I'm not doing that.
What you doing then?
Controversy, baby. Yo, son, do you know how bar we go with that?
I'm Gucci.
Maybe I named this episode Controversy.
Yeah.
I think that's the one.
Nah, yeah.
That's what we doing, man. MAGA. You not trying to rock MAGA with me?
MAGA hats?
Wearing all Balenciaga and Yeezy.
Ooh wee!
Yeah.
Yo, you know, I almost got caught slipping.
What?
Which was dumb too. You know how Balenciaga got the A6 copycat, like literally.
Yeah, you was about to buy it.
Yeah,
you,
I was about
child to... fucking supporter.
No. I just it was so low. You know that shit. You know that.
Yeah, they can try to get off of that now.
That shit went from $1,000.
Better fear lower the price of your products. Huh?
That shit was $1,000.
You what?
The last time I saw it, it was. Damn near $300.
How much was it when you saw it?
It was $1,000.
I'm hoping Supreme.
I saw it recently.
I'm hoping Supreme do some fuck shit.
Bruh, it was under $300.
Wow.
I can't wait for Supreme to post some shit with some kids and some bodies. You can just
go. You can't even enjoy it, though.
Yeah, what you mean? I'm confident. I'm right. What? I don't support. I don't fuck kids.
Damn, I renounce this fuck.
This is a time.
I mean,
we need to edit.
Yo, son. But, oh, yeah, we do probably need that. But I'm not editing anything.
Because eventually.
So, controversy, so this is how I get on.
Yeah, but that's the wrong timing, though.
What do you mean?
Meaning, a year from now, you're going to forget about this shit. Somebody going to pull it up. You're going to be
like, dude, can I say
that? You get what I'm saying?
Can I be honest with you? Can I be honest with you?
At least it's not being recorded. I could always lie.
There is no such thing. As bad publicity. Do you know what that's going to be? That means my name is going to be in the headline of every single publication. And you know what that's going to get? I'm going to get followers who hate me. Do you know what followers that hate you give you? Engagement. Do you know what engagement means? Money. Do you going to get haters coming to the show, son?
That's what's up.
I say that, huh? But I just saw this white man.
What do you mean? I'm not my soul because I'm not going back and forth with these individuals. All I'm doing is I'm relaying thought processes and ideas, and people are allowing these thought processes and ideas to affect how they feel and think, because I figured out most people don't have control over themselves anyway. They're told how to react and feel about everything. So with that particular, I can say this show on the pod right now, I'm telling them exactly what I'm doing, and they're still be pissed about everything I said before.
You can put this at the top.
Look.
Right?
I can literally say this is exactly what I'm doing this episode.
Disclaimer.
Right?
I was trying to make it.
And then literally, they will listen to the episode and be irate and pissed off about what I'm saying. Right? This is why I enjoy what I'm doing. You can't cancel anybody, bro. Because, you know, for everybody who want to cancel me, there's four people who'd be like, I agree with his ability to say
that's
that.
That's a fact.
Very true.
But you got to be, the word is polarizing.
I know, but this works. I just saw this thing of this white man taking a hose and spraying this homeless white woman with cold water.
I didn't click on it, but I zoomed past it.
He said he only wanted to make money for his little gallery. His gallery's finished.
It was a homeless person sleeping outside his spot, right?
Yes. And he sprayed her with the hose, and somebody got a picture.
Yeah, somebody was recording it, yeah.
And he's like laid back, leg crossed, he's on the wall like spraying her. And they caught that.
That means
now he has, people have took to the internet and put a 1-star review and keeps reposting the picture in the review.
The issue, the
only way you would get away with some shit like that,
he physically did something to somebody. You can't do that and put that on video.
But only nigga,
you see people.
But you said bad publicity. There's no such thing as bad publicity.
No.
I know what's going.
Bad publicity is where you are going out. If you physically hurt somebody else, that's bad.
No, but I mean, only nigga to agree with you. I think people are gonna start buying his art. I think there's a group of people. So? I think he's still gonna go up. Sadly,
he's not going up.
Because you know why?
You know why?
It was a white woman. He was spraying, bro.
That's a wrap.
No, he's going up
because
he's spraying the white woman outside.
He going up.
Affluent white people hate poor white people.
They hate it. They hate themselves.
I mean, it was probably in L.A. though.
They don't give a fuck.
I don't know where it was.
They got affluent.
They hate homeless people. Yeah, and they just passed the law that you can't lay, you can't sleep on the ground.
That's how much they hate homeless white people.
Damn, you can't.
You can't.
Oh, that's why somebody got in trouble recently, right? I think it was one of those stores.
They said they can't find you out here in these streets sleeping.
Yeah, it was a store. Yeah, some lady came out. She got fired for some shit. Mm. She came out and started throwing water on the homeless people.
Yeah, the black woman, I saw that.
Yeah.
So. She's never coming back. The white man may have a comeback like Louis C.K. he's gonna.
Damn, niggas hate homeless people like that?
White people hate homeless people because, you know, I've said it in my jokes. They just don't understand how you fucked this up. You were supposed to win.
It's mental illness.
You were supposed to win. Drugs. Like I said, white people's greatest opposition in life is themselves. And they're the only people on earth who can say that.
That is true.
Right? No, everybody else's greatest opposition.
I don't believe that.
Is white
because they need to gear up more than if themselves is their greatest opposition. It needs to be like.
No, but
self destruct.
They really should. There should be no opposition.
If you're white and you're not applying yourself, that's what you're saying.
Yeah, you shouldn't. There should be no opposition.
Nah, but he's saying that white people are their greatest. Their own. No. Black people are their own worst enemy. They actually come and find you and do things to you.
That's their greatest.
White people.
That's their greatest piece of interest.
That is kind
of for black people to be white people's greatest enemy, right? We'd have to be seeking to destroy them.
I'm not debating that. I'm saying if white people were their own greatest enemy, please do more.
But the reason, what do you mean?
Do more. Be a worse enemy. Because black people's enemy of themselves is something out of, like...
But the way white people are enemy of themselves is different, bro. They literally take every... It's like having every resource that you could to make it and still finding a way to not do it. To complain about life to a point where it's, you now have nothing. You know how hard that is to be for a white person?
It's so difficult. You ever watch Forrest Gump? That nigga was homeless and ran for... years, and he one day said, "I'm tired," and got right back on the train and was good. That's white people. Black people crack, and you can't come back.
That's my point. White people's greatest obstacle in life is themselves. No. Because as long as he decides to be successful, he will be successful.
And I'm saying, a black man can decide to be successful, you should not be able to come back. Once you hit meth, it should be the end of your life. It's never the end for them.
That's my point.
Yeah, nah. Y'all saying the same exact thing.
But I'm saying it's going great for them. That's what I'm saying.
They're their worst. Because if this nigga's doing, this nigga's who've done meth as white people, and you like you saying shit. I can't even say shit on the pod. I was just about to say
what. If you making it this far into the,
I know. All right, so I know somebody who was literally addicted to crack, right? White person owns a fucking gym now.
Yes, they always.
Oh yeah, I know that nigga too.
They be addicted to heroin. Talking about, I was sucking dick on the corner and now I'm a billionaire. What is happening?
I mean, it happens. I mean, look at the dude.
You don't come back from that.
The dude that got the pillows.
Huh?
Is this mine?
He was on crack for 20 years. He was on crack for 20 years. He got the pillows. American's
pillows.
That's what I'm saying. You know what I'm talking about?
If a white person.
The pillow guy that's on TV, like, he had a whole bunch of commercials.
I know you're talking. I have them pillows. They're very, very comfortable.
That's wild. He's racist as fuck, you see. So
throw that shit out.
All right. But racist people know comfort.
That is very unfortunately true. They love hiring niggas not to do the work and watch them do it.
Exactly. So if somebody, if you're going to buy something that is going to bring you utmost comfort,
the racism.
You are, I mean, they make great products.
No, what he's saying is because of the racism, they get other people to do it for them.
Controversy, baby.
It's horrible. I know this. You're not saying that's a good thing.
I'm using my right brain instead of my wannabe famous brain.
This is what's going to get you famous.
I don't want to be famous. I'm not even.
This is
I'm
the so fame right here. This is the beginning. This is where it starts.
Damn, bro.
This is how it starts, man.
You ain't know you wanted it like this.
Controversy, baby.
Careful what you ask for.
Controversy. This is what it takes.
Controversy, baby.
I told y'all already.
You know what's funny? I just saw the dude. I be switching subjects fast. I saw the dude that did that commercial. You sitting on the couch. Mm-hmm. Right? You know what I'm talking about? The Everest commercial.
Oh. I be watching TV.
Wait, Everest wasn't
from
Romeo?
Back in the day, nigga.
What was Romeo, the commercials Romeo was doing?
Romeo was doing his own thing.
Something college.
Oh, okay. You talking
I'm talking about the Everest commercial.
I know, but
Romeo was doing...
Was it DeVry?
IGTT.
Oh, yeah. IGTT.
Somebody, yeah. Wait. I saw a meme that said, nigga, that's how I knew Romeo was struggling. I said, yo, y'all are wild
hey,
for
man,
that.
Hey, they started their own
he was
school,
getting that
bro.
Bread from the commercials. Come
that's
on now.
That's like the equivalent of doing Dancing with the Stars, man. You know, it's not going well.
Damn, rock bottom.
Yeah. Oof. Only nigga I ever seen do Dancing with the Stars and was up was Floyd.
Floyd just wanted attention.
Floyd did that because he was trying to appeal to a whiter audience.
Yeah, he just wanted everybody white,
and a nicer audience too, because you're dancing.
So you're trying to say that? Oh, that's true. Yeah. Audiences love it.
I'm not saying white people are nicer.
They love a dancing nigga.
Hey, this is why I know.
It helps if you smiling.
Hey,
nothing like a jigaboo.
Warren Sapp did that shit. I was like, bruh.
Wait, what'd you say?
Warren Sapp.
Fuck Warren Sapp.
Warren Sapp did this. Never would have made it.
Think about
it. Never would have made it. Never could have made it.
No, that's Marvin Sapp.
That was Marvin Sapp.
My bad.
You remember when Jerry Rice did the chicken commercial?
With the helmet?
With the helmet.
Man, Jerry Rice.
No, I'll never forgive you. It was Megan Thee Stallion doing a Popeyes commercial that had me.
Megan did the Popeyes
sauce
commercial?
Yes, with the hottie sauce. I said, if this ain't the cooniest coon.
Real hot girl shit.
Real hot. This what niggas do. Sell chicken. Like, what the fuck? Man,
we got to chill on fucking Popeyes. I feel like every time I do a Popeyes commercial, it's
no.
Be giving them, you a coon.
No, like, here's the thing. You get the coon pass. You want to know why?
You remember when Mary J. Blige did it?
Oh, nah, yeah. Nah, where?
That's
where,
Burger King.
No, chicken,
Burger
King. No,
I understand
no,
this is bad.
No, what's in a chicken sandwich?
That was.
That should hurt my heart.
Who?
That's the queen of hip-hop souls.
Oh, Mary J. Blige.
What
was that? Chicken lettuce.
Yeah,
it was Burger King. Niggas was going in on her. She got a quick $5 million. I mean,
black people. Oh my gosh, bro.
Can I just get $5 million?
No, but here's the thing. Popeyes, their slogan is wow. Love that chicken from Popeyes. What? Niggas singing it too.
You know who love chicken? Let's not be fronting like
Asian people.
Everybody loves chicken.
Listen.
Everybody loves chicken. I don't know why we keep talking.
Nah, but
everybody loves
Asian. Bro, listen. I went to DC, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was an Asian that was driving the whip. Right? Like, mm-hmm. We went to DC to see LeBron, da da da. Like, mm-hmm. Shit was lit. When I say every time we stop, that nigga got KFC.
Oh, shoot.
I was like, y'all like chicken like this? Like, yeah. Wait,
what was his race?
He was Chinese.
Nobody do it like the Colonel.
Bro, he got KFC every time we stop.
Because nobody do it like the Colonel, baby.
My nigga, how you
That's
stop?
The worst chicken ever, but duh. Anyways.
It's not real chicken.
Bro.
I heard it's popping in Jamaica. I heard KFC in Jamaica is off the chain.
I'm mad I didn't go get a chicken in Jamaica.
The line is, wrapped up. Because
they actually go outside and they kill a chicken, right? And then they pluck it. Right? And after they pluck it, they clean it. And you know what's even better?
What?
it's not being pumped full of hormones.
That's crazy. That's a bad business decision.
You ever seen these chickens? The chickens up here be this big.
I get that.
Yeah,
once that's you leave, a waste of time.
That is true.
If they don't import them clone chickens.
Man, them clone chickens be slapping us.
It's killing us, bro.
Because it's filling you up. You feel me? That, like... You like
it's the protein.
You see, when you start cloning chicken, that's what's gonna happen. They're gonna just start cloning.
They've been cloning chicken after they cloned that damn lamb or goat, whatever was that.
It was a goat heart, I believe. Yeah, something like that.
No, it was a whole actual animal. You don't remember when
they've been cloning sheep for a while. But
very
chicken is definitely come on, bro.
You see that robot doing the somersault?
Hell. Yo, that is scary. The robot, like they keep pushing and shit. That's some Boston.
Yeah. It's already here. They lying to us. They just doing a slow roll.
They don't. I mean, the next wave. They already said it in San Francisco. They about to start using these niggas as cops. Like
I yes.
Meaning they gonna be doing the shooting. Like
I don't trust anything like that. Like even with cars. Like people are like, oh, self driving. What happens when you see something that the car can't compute?
That's the L you about to take.
Hell no.
I go to sleep.
I drive a Buick.
I'm going to be sleeping in the back seat. I wouldn't even be in the front. I'm going to be in the back like drunk as hell, sleep. Like leaving the spot. All right, niggas. I'm out.
All right, niggas.
Be in the back seat, knocked out.
Yo.
Nigga, we supposed to clock.
Let's wrap.
Let's wrap it up.
Yeah.
You got coming.
Let's
more videos, more reels, more parodies.
I finally got parodies. A reel to go like semi-viral, son.
Oh shit, for real?
Yeah, like 18,000 views, the most I've ever gotten.
That's
reel.
What's up. I'm gonna check it out. Which one?
I've only done this joke one time too. Oh, let me. We'll talk off the pod. All right. What do I got coming? Oh, had to move the location for the Elite Art Only show to the Triad. Shout out to them niggas that doped up. Y'all gonna come back. Y'all gonna bounce back. Doped Up Comedy Club is no longer. You saw that some post shit. So we moved the show to the Triad. Napoleon, Chanel Ali, Franco Danger, Asad Benbrow, JJ Matisse, and Eagle. What is the lineup, man? With yours truly hosting. What else? Check the special out, man. That shit's going off, man. It's fire, man. It's like really, really good. Like really good, so keep supporting. I actually had somebody since it's actually dropped on YouTube, still go buy physical copies, so it's kind of dope. What else? I'm T-Neck. I'm at Malcolm Lee's show. Where's that at? Actually, this in T-Neck. Go to his Malcolm Lee. Go to his page. Where am I next week? I got a show in Brooklyn. Tropical Breeze. Yeah. So we out here. Mm-hmm. Just go to my page and you'll see everything. All right. Almost 3K out, man. We outside.
Yo, we out.
Left.